Welcome to the Manuel Whitechapel Broadcast, a message of hope and inspiration. Join us on a journey of spiritual growth, power, and authority as we explore the depths of faith and navigate the complexities of life. Join Manuel Whitechapel as we seek guidance, wisdom, and direction of God's Word. Let's walk together in the light of love and understanding. Manuel Whitechapel, where every life is celebrated with dignity and respect. And now, today's voice of empowerment by Dr. Emmanuel Mitchell.
Welcome, beloved, my brothers and sisters. I bring to you today's sermon, The Tight Rope Walk, that is navigating jealousy, envy, and the pursuit of excellence. Jealousy and envy are uncomfortable emotions, twin shadows that can obscure our vision and hinder our progress. They whisper insidious doubt, painting a distorted picture of our own lives compared to others. Deceived success. Yet, within the human experience, these feelings are almost inevitable. The key isn't to eradicate them entirely, a Herculean task, but to understand them, manage them, and ultimately transform them into fuel for positive growth. The feeling of envy arises when we covet something another person possesses. Their talent, possessions, their relationships. Jealousy is often triggered by a perceived threat to do something we already value, a relationship, a position, or even a sense of self-worth. Both stem from a place of insecurity and a lack of self-acceptance. We compare ourselves to others, focusing on what we lack rather than celebrating what we have. And in our daily walk with God or in our community, we sometimes we find ourselves envying our brothers and envying our sisters for what they carry. But I believe that God has given us every talent and every gift. God has given us every ability. And each man has no co-equal. Each man has no another. I believe as a prophet of God, we have been called to celebrate one another. Despite our differences in our skills, in our talent, in our job, in our marriages, two people's destinies are never the same. That is why we have the neck that is on the body. If the body says, I'm not moving, the neck will be stagnant. If the leg says, I'm not moving, the body will be stagnant. You have to realize that we were born to fulfill each other's mandate. We were born in a time like this that will walk with one another to fulfill God's purpose and to fulfill God's heart desire. One's destiny cannot be accomplished by the help of others. God created Adam in the garden, not because Adam was in a capacity to live alone, but God realized that what he created was incomplete. No man was created in a form or a state of completeness. As Christians, we have to believe that when we are born to fulfill each other's mandate on earth. The Bible makes us understand that when God created Adam, God realized that everything was beautiful in the garden. God realized that Adam was beautifully made. After God realizing that Adam was not complete and there was a need to multiply, God also realized that everything that he made was sweet and beautiful in the garden. But then only Adam was not complete. And God decided that we create a woman that will cause multiplication together with Adam. God has created us to prosper, not by self-prosperity, but by the prosperity of the helping of one another. The Bible says that Eve was created out of the rib of Adam. When Adam woke up, Eve was already alive. And the Bible makes us understand that they knew each other and they gave birth to Adam and Eve. Without Eve, Adam wouldn't have been able to multiply. Without another, Adam wouldn't have been able to multiply. We have been created to complement each other. We have been created and formed to support each other. We live in a society where Christians or believers tend to envy ourselves. Strife and enviness are natural, but then they are not natural. They are not natural because it is not the Spirit of God. Where there's strife, enviness, jealousy, the devil is present. And as Christians, we have allowed ourselves to dwell in an environment of strife, jealousy, hatred, enviness, and all manner of things, as well as murder. You find people murdering the other because of what the other carries. But then once upon a time, when Adam and Eve's children, Cain and Abel, had to give an offering or sacrifice unto God, the Bible makes us understand that Cain killed the brother, Abel. He killed him because of the kind of sacrifice he carried, or the kind of sacrifice he made. People will want to kill you because of what you carry. People will want to kill you because of what you are. And in life, when we are making certain sacrifices, our beloved or our brethren not need to see. Not all sacrifices, not all doings, not all actions are done by the knowledge of our friends, by the knowledge of our brothers, by the knowledge of our sisters. Because sometimes people having knowledge of what you are doing or what you intend doing can sometimes bring about enviness and jealousy, and can sometimes end in death of your life. You realize that when Joseph had dreamt that dream that he saw his sheaves rose so high and the sheaves of his brothers and sisters bowing to his sheaves, they said, "What matter of dream have you dreamt?" They took a stand to kill him. They took a stand to bury him. People will bury you because of what you said. People will come after you because of the dream you've had. People will come after you because of the initiative that you've taken to excel and to prosper. People will come after you because of your perfection and your ability. They will come after you because of your dreams. I've come to make you understand that when you are doing certain things, you need to hide them. Not everything that is being done, oh Lord, should be brought in the light of humanity. Because sometimes when people see certain things that we do, they grow jealousy and they grow enviness out of those things. As Christians, we need to understand that whatever we do, we have to do it with wisdom. That other people do not grow jealousy, grow enviness, and bring forth iniquity and destruction and murder. As Christians, we have to understand that whatever we do, we have to do it in the insight and in the wisdom of God. Try not to do things when you are doing that the enemy will see and come after you for them to grow out of jealousy. But then allow yourself to prosper out of your visions and your dream before your enemies see them. When Joseph had become a prime minister, his brethren didn't recognize him because he recognized his brothers and his family. And one thing that I want you to understand, that the level at which God placed Joseph was not the same level that his brethren or family members were. The Bible said Joseph saw them. They were standing in the midst of the crowd and they were down. They were looking at Joseph, but they didn't recognize him. Their own brethren. Hide your vision and your dreams from people until they manifest. Otherwise, they'll get jealous. Otherwise, they'll grow out of it and they'll try to pursue you and to destroy you like they tried Joseph. The brethren wanted to destroy Joseph. They were after him. They buried him. But yet people brought him out to the extent that they took him into a place to become a servant whilst he had a father and a mother who were rich in cattle or oxen. I want you to understand that the Bible offers profound insight into these struggles. One has to consider that story of Joseph that I've spoken about. Their jealousy led them to betray Joseph. Their dreams that they had was not of God. That the dream that Joseph had, that he would be great and stand out, could not be rooted out, because that was the purpose and will of God for Joseph. Though they envied him, he prevailed. Though they envied him, he still stood out. Enviness, jealousy, covetousness is a fruit of the devil. And I don't expect you to grow out of it. I don't expect you to walk in it. I don't expect you to dwell in it. Because out of jealousy comes iniquity. And out of iniquity comes curse and death. It is my prayer that you do not allow the spirit of enviness and jealousy to dwell, but then aspire to pursue excellence for your brethren. Whatever vision and dream that your brother carries, help in the fulfillment of that dream and vision. Don't envy them and don't be jealous of them. Don't come and don't go after them, because they have had a dream and they have a vision of prosperity. As a child of God, I want you to have a clear vision and a clear purpose for your brethren. God has not called everybody to walk in a particular light. Some have been called to walk in certain mantles. And when you are not called to walk in a certain mantle, you join hands and help your brother who carries that mantle. Not every family can have a Joseph. Some families will never have a Joseph. But then in some families, they will have a Joseph. God has not created every Joseph in a family of 10. God will always bring one Joseph out of a 10. When you look at Jesus Christ, he was one savior who was appointed to save the world. Look at where he comes from, Nazareth. God would have chosen a lot of people to be saviors, but God knew that one person carried that capacity and that audacity to save the world. Joseph was a man who carried every audacity and had every capacity to be a blessing, not only for his family, but then for the entire country of Egypt. But yet he was envied. He was envied not because of anything, but he was envied because of his greatness. It is my prayer that you do not walk in enviousness and eventually allow the devil to possess you and to go after your brethren and to go after your sister. It is the will of God that we will dwell among one another to achieve a common purpose. Instead of allowing the spirit of love, the spirit of courage, encouragement, and many other things amongst us, we allow jealousy, we allow strife, we allow conflict, confusion, hatred for one another to prevail. And anybody who carries all these things is a son or a daughter of the devil. To overcome envyness, to overcome jealousy, to overcome strife, there are certain things that we need to practice as children of God. We have to cultivate gratitude for one another and gratitude for God. Shifting our focus from what we lack to what we already possess is very crucial. Keeping a gratitude journal or simply taking time each day to appreciate the good in our lives can significantly reduce feelings of enviousness. Once again, we have to embrace self-compassion. We have to recognize that everyone faces challenges and struggles. You have to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend struggling with a similar emotions. Acknowledge accomplishments and celebrate your unique strength. As believers, we have to redefine success. Our culture often equates success with material possessions or outward achievements. But however, true success, multifaceted, it encompasses personal growth, meaningful relationship, and a sense of purpose. Define success on your own terms and focus on progress rather than comparison. One of the things that we can also do to overcome enviousness is to channel good energy, but not a negative energy. I mean good energy. Instead of dwelling on one another's accomplishment, channel that energy into your own pursuits. Use envy as a motivator, not to compete destructively, but to inspire you to work hard, learn more, and reach your full potential. Turn your envy into aspiration. One other thing that you need to do is to practice forgiveness. That it is very necessary to forgive one another. Forgiving one another. That those that trigger jealousy or envy is essential for healing. This doesn't mean condoning their action, but rather releasing the anger and the resentment that hold us back. The path of overcoming jealousy and envy is not easy. It is a continuous journey of self-awareness, self-compassion, and initial action. But the reward, a life filled with peace, contentment, and genuine achievement are sometimes immeasurable. I want you to remember Joseph's story, that even from the depth of betrayal and suffering, growth and redemption are very possible. Let the challenging emotions of your envy and jealousy propel you forward, but not to hold you back and to hold your brethren back. Let them be a call to greater self-awareness and a commitment to your own unique journey towards a fulfilling life. As you have listened to the word of God, we pray that the Spirit of God will guide you. We pray that the light of God will be with you, that you will not carry a spirit of jealousy, but then you will carry a spirit of life. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord help you to walk in love and to love your brethren and to appreciate one another for a common cause. I pray over your life and I declare that may you not walk a journey of jealousy, enviness, death, destruction, and war, conflict, and confusion. It is not your portion. I pray that you love one another as Christ loves us. God bless you.
For more information, visit www.manuelwhitechapel.org or info@manuelwhitechapel.org. You can also visit our social media handles at Manuel White Chapel. As you have listened to this broadcast, may the blessings of Yahweh be upon you. May the words shared in this podcast empower you to walk in faith, hope, and authority. Remember, you are strong and you are capable of overcoming any obstacle. Go forth sharing the joy and peace that resides within you. Until next time, may God's grace be your guide and may His love be your constant companion. Amen.